KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM is joined by Caroline Bruderer, who hosts Caroline's Cause Corner once a week, highlighting somebody doing good in our community. And Caroline, we have a very tall one in this morning.
We do. We are like frickin' frack. I am pleased to introduce Boris Piskin, who has a business model that is not only helping families, but also has a sustainable, I would say, clean energy business.
Sounds about right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'll let him tell you all about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So tell us all about your company.
So we are a solar company. We are actually a solar sales company. Our model is to introduce solar as an alternative form of energy to as many households as we possibly can. And we do that by our telemarketing efforts. And we actually have a telemarketing company that we own south of the border in Mexico, mm-hmm. in Tijuana. And from that, I was personally introduced. My partner started it a couple of years before me, but I was introduced to something that I never knew really existed, and that's the issue of having a lot of people who've been deported from the U.S. to Mexico, leaving being forced to leave their families, and people who actually grew up in the United States came here when they were, babies, never really, some of them don't even speak Spanish, but what we've realized is there's this huge number, enormous number of people who have been deported, continue to be deported, and leaving behind families and really destroying the fabric of the family community. So we hire a large number of those people and, give them a new purpose to some degree. And,
that's amazing. When I read about your story, I felt like whatever your position is on immigration, and there's just, it's such a mess that there are families that are being really torn apart. And like you said, a lot of these people were born here, or were born there, maybe came here as a baby. It's really was out of their control, and I find it highly troubling that their family generation later is suffering. And what you're offering them is meaningful work, and they can be closer to their families. And I just think it's a really great thing. So tell us, how it works. And
absolutely. Well, first off, it hits close to home because I'm an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
So, my children are first generation Americans. Mm-hmm. So, we came here, I was probably the same age, maybe younger, maybe older than some of the people who work for us. And, I understand how hard it is. Mm-hmm. Start from scratch. You come to America with, I remember exchanging 90 rubles for $90 and then starting life, whatever it is, mom, dad working all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of like you said, the whole immigration policy, it is what it is. I see it as not a political issue, at least from, being granular on the ground. I see it as a family issue.
Mm-hmm.
At least as it relates to the people we cater to, or we work with, I should say. And, as a lot of these, people get deported, there are women, children, men, husbands, wives left behind. And then these people are deported, are brought into a country that they know very little, almost nothing about, no family members, into a city that they know very little, if anything, about, and are basically, placed on the streets. So a lot of them, were only brought out with the backpack, with a backpack, one change of clothing, one set of clothing, and that's it. So we actually set up, after negotiating for quite some time, we actually have a booth in the Mexican side of immigration where we're actually able to interview people as they're being deported and as they're getting their documents and so forth. So we try to do the best we can in terms of getting the best talent we can for what we're looking to do.
So how can people learn more about what you're doing? And
well, I think the most important thing, the message we're conveying every day, we make 1.4 million calls a week from TJ into the U.S. And the message you can convey is there's an alternative source, a cheaper source to what people are using in terms of the utility companies. So, currently residential homeowners have a non-negotiated contract with the utility company where they pay whatever the utility company is charged. So what we try to offer is a viable, clean, cheaper alternative right. to that.
And the name of your company is again?
It's Guarantee Solar.
Okay, Guarantee Solar. Well, thank you so much for being here and explaining to us all about your social cause, because I think it is, you know, helping families is very important, no matter what their circumstances are, keeping a family unit intact. Is there a website that people can go to? And
our website's www.guaranteesolar.com. It's like I said, we just want to be able to bring something that's, you know, magical to some degree, you know, the mm-hmm. concept of, you know, utilizing solar power mm-hmm. and creating energy and bring it to kind of the general population.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Boris Piskin, thank you so much for being on my show. And this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, make it a giving day.